The holidays are behind us. Some USDA offices have been closed. We're looking forward to the 2019 wheat crop, and prices haven't really changed. Kim, a lot to talk about this week. Let's talk first about the status of some offices being closed and kind of what that means for the markets.
Well, the market runs on information, and the buyers and the sellers, the players in the market, they use that information to determine if they're going to buy or sell, and that drives prices. The USDA has the best information available to the market. Now, of course, there's pre-release estimates and the market guess, a different analyst guess what they will be, but they guess what USDA's number's gonna be. And without those numbers, the market's not as efficient as it would be if those offices were open and the USDA was releasing the numbers.
When we talk about kind of current crops, what's the latest that you're hearing on planted acres?
Well, one of the reports that were to be released this week was the seeded acres, winter wheat seeded acres reports. The pre-release estimates came out, like Reuters does a survey of market analysts. They came out with an estimate for all winter wheat of 32.2 million acres compared to 32.5 last year. That's down just 300 million acres or so. Hard red winter wheat acres, they estimated at 22.7 million. That's down from 23.2 last year. And soft red winter wheat acres were projected to be about 100,000 acres higher at 6 million compared to 5.9 last year. So I think overall what we see with hard red winter wheat, and that's what's important to us, is we've got less acres than we had last year. And a lot of those acres are in Kansas. And they've got higher yields in Oklahoma, and I think that's good or positive news for our wheat prices.
In terms of market news and chatter that we've heard recently, what do you think will have the most impact on the markets?
Well, if I'm looking at what's I've heard over the last two or three weeks, I think Russia's always in the news. They increased their beginning stocks, so that's more wheat they had to export than we anticipated. They increased their production for last year. That increased their wheat available for exports, and that had a negative impact on our price. And then another big thing is India is looking at harvesting a near record or record crop. India's harvest will start in March. India normally doesn't export wheat, but it looks like they may have export wheat they can export during that April May time period, and that'll get into our market.
Now, before the holidays, you were somewhat optimistic about the 2019 prices. Has that changed? What's the update?
Well, I'm not as optimistic. I was saying you give me a 60-pound test weight, 12.5% protein, I'm going to give you 575. With what's going on in Russia, Ukraine acres are supposed to, planted acres are supposed to be slightly higher. Russia's crops in very good condition. India's crops coming on, and so I just can't be as optimistic as I was on that $5.75. I'm still semi-optimistic. Our current price is around $4.90. This time last year, it was a closer to $4, so we're starting at a higher point. So you got to be a little happier about prices, but not as happy as I was 3 weeks ago.
Okay, Kim. Well, thanks a lot for all the information. We'll see you next week.